good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming this morning. On the right-hand side in the church calendar box on your bulletin, you'll see the activities of this upcoming week. Wednesday night Bible study, normally 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building, is canceled this week due to Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Our Knowing God book study will continue tonight at 6:30 in the Education Building. Today is our third Sunday family fellowship luncheon, and this is our Thanksgiving. This is our church Thanksgiving meal. So please stay around for that. And Perry and Lynn Myrick are the hostesses of that. And they've got it really decorated up beautiful. Looks like Thanksgiving. So please, let's meet across the street after this service and have a Thanksgiving meal together. Women in the church, next meeting will be Thursday, December the 8th at 5:45 p.m. And donations are now being collected in the Ed Building for Christmas stockings for the shut-ins if you would like to contribute to that. The question 97 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what is required for the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 100. Would you please join me and let's read it together responsibly. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him, praise His name.
For the Lord is good. Together the doxology.
Thank you.
seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, the psalm implores us to make a joyful noise to You, to come into Your presence with singing, to enter Your gates with thanksgiving, and Your courts with praise. And that is what we have come to do this morning. We understand and acknowledge that You alone are God, and You have made us, not we ourselves. We are thankful that You are good, that Your steadfast love endures forever, and Your faithfulness to all generations. We relish the fact that we are Your people, the sheep of Your pasture. And in the words taught to us by our great Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, we now pray unto You, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 715. Come, ye thankful people, come. If you are able, please take a hymn book and let's stand and sing together all stanzas of Come, ye thankful people, come.
Ready?
Would you join me? Let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, You are the upholder and governor of all things. We cannot escape from Your presence or control, and we do not even desire to do so. It is our privilege to be under the supervision of Your omnipotence, righteousness, wisdom, patience, mercy, and grace. When we consider our past guilt and are conscious of our present unworthiness, we tremble to come before You. We whom You formed out of dust, who have condemned Your goodness, defied Your power, trampled upon Your love, and rendered ourselves worthy of eternal death. But You have invited us to come and made it possible through Your mercy and the exceeding riches of Your kindness through Jesus Christ and the Gospel. Forgive us of being lovers of self, lovers of money, selfish, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving what is good, treacherous, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Yourself. Forgive us for our hypocrisy, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. May we find in the Lord Jesus Christ today a renewed joy and comfort and strength. And may it keep us from lusting after the things of the world as we seek to be Your obedient children. We pray for those who are sick among us, that You would bring healing to them. We pray for Mary Ellen Lovelady in hospital and perhaps needing surgery. We pray for Sarah Nell and her upcoming surgery. We pray for Perry and his scheduled surgery. We pray for Gloria King and the issues that she has been having with AFib. We pray for the best outcome in all of these cases and for restoration of good health. I pray for the shut-ins and for those who are ministering to them, including Bess White and Martha Davis and Bertha McCullough and Mosella Perkins. Bring gladness and cheer into their lives by Your Spirit. For those who are weary, bring rest. For those who are downhearted, bring encouragement. For those who are hopeless, bring hope in this congregation. I pray for safety and support for the missionaries of Jesus Christ all over the world. I pray for the ones that we know personally who are listed in our bulletin, the Bowlings in Mexico, the Chaplains in Atlanta, the Davila's in Costa Rica, the Hogues in Tunisia, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe in North Carolina, and for the Romaines in New York City. I pray for the deficit in his support that Jim Romaine is having to be made up and for new supporters for him. I pray for Alan Cochet and Anne returning soon from France, and for Larry Brown on furlough from African Bible College in Malawi. We pray that through our support of them, along with the support of many others, the Word of God, the message of the Gospel would go forth and prosper to the ends of the earth. Grant us, Lord, Your presence in this service this morning, and the power of the Holy Spirit in hearing Your Word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, since we've already sung that other thing, we'll do our responsive reading is Psalm 40, 1 through 11. Page 799 in the back of your hymn book. Please turn to 799 in the back of your hymn book and Psalm 40, 1 through 11, and let's read it together responsively. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on the rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. And now our next hymn is number 363. We gather together. If you are able, please take your hymn book and turn to hymn number 363. And let's stand and sing all three stanzas.
Thank you.
be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father and our God, under whose all-pervasive gaze we live our lives in private and in public, we bring these tithes and offerings knowing not only that You see what we give, but You also see into our hearts from what motive we give. May it be from a heart of gratitude, of thanksgiving, that we give to honor You and to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth. In His name we pray. Amen. This morning comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Luke 10, 38 through 42. And this is what it says. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to His teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to Him and said, "Lord, do You not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands and abides forever. It is the truth. It is the light. It is the life. May God bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.
Thank you.
Christian service is a good thing. In the church, we honor people who are involved in dedicated Christian service. There are many passages of Scripture that exhort us to serve, to be servants. For instance, on an occasion, a dispute arose among the disciples of Jesus as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves." On another occasion, Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." So it seems that Christian service is highly valued by Jesus. And if Christian service